I feel bad for Cade Dillard today, plus the rain sucks, and everything you need to know about changes to the ASCS sprint car schedule that don't have anything to do with a WRG conspiracy against High Limit. Let's go. It's Sunday, March 10th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily. Wasn't a great weekend for dirt racing as a whole. A bunch of big time shows were rained out. That included the entire World of Outlaws weekend at Kennedale. You lost Lincoln and Port Royal in central Pennsylvania in the first night of late models at Boot Hill. It's unfortunately the nature of the beast when scheduling these spring dirt races. It feels like all of these events are a coin toss at best whether or not they're going to happen. I'm wondering, does it make more sense to schedule and hope something good happens in the spring or just take the month of March off like we see a bunch of series basically do? I'm not really sure what the correct answer is. Hopefully we get some better luck going forward. The Award of Outlaws are headed for Cotton Bowl Speedway on the 15th and 16th. And this next weekend of racing will also include the opener at Attica in Ohio, the Extreme Outlaw Midgets indoors, got the ASCS opener and the Speed Showcase at Port Royal. That's a makeup and a lot more. Last night at Boot Hill Speedway, we did get to see some super late models with the Comp Cam's Super Dirt Series season getting underway. Cade Dillard and Bobby Pierce were your front row, and Dillard was out front for most of the main event. Lap traffic was absolutely brutal last night, and watching the highlights, you know the leaders were frustrated trying to work through all of it. At one point, Pierce actually spun a lapper onto the front stretch, causing a caution, but there were a few other moments in there that could have gone really bad. Definitely a tough night there from that perspective. Dillard looked like maybe he had the feature under control, but things went sideways for him late. With five to go, he entered turn one high and absolutely pounded the outside wall. Dirt on Dirt reported that he flipped, and I saw somewhere else that maybe he had a tire going down. Watching the replay, though, from race on, it's really tough to tell what happened as Dillard actually disappears from the frame for a bit, and we basically don't see him again until the accident is nearly over. He and Pierce were again in traffic, and it looked like Dillard was kind of just trying to take the path of least resistance up top. And you had Lappers and Pierce kind of down low and working through the middle. Unfortunately, he didn't get the win in the race he dominated, and Pierce went on to the $10,000 victory. It was super late model win number 7 of the 2024 season for Pierce, with Kyle Beard and BJ Robinson joining him on the night's podium. Spencer Hughes and Ashton Winger rounded out the top 5. Pierce's next scheduled events are the World of Outlaws races coming up here at Thunderhill in 2 weeks, and the Comp Cam series is back this coming weekend with races at Arrowhead and Springfield. Elsewhere in super late model racing, the Hunt the Front Series opens their 2024 schedule later this week, and I think that event will draw plenty of big names. It's 15,000 win on Saturday, and both national tours are still off, so guys will be looking for places to race. If you want some racing today, the Short Track Super Series is in action at Georgetown Speedway. They've got a 40-lap feature paying $8,500 to win coming up. This is the season opener for the South Region Championship. Remember, the Short Track Super Series broken up into regions north and south. Names to expect today include Ryan Godown, Matt Shepard, Danny Buck, Stuart Friesen, Brett Hearn, Matt Williamson, and a lot more. Racing is scheduled to kick off around 2:30 p.m. Eastern time today, so probably by the time you see this video, cars will already be on track at Georgetown. This will be a good chance, too, for the modified teams to get some racing in before they head to Port Royal next weekend with $50,000 on the line. If you might remember, that Speed Showcase weekend was postponed from 2023, so it's in 2024, but it's kind of a 2023 event. If you can't get to Georgetown today, Flow Racing will have live streaming coverage. On the ASCS front, World Racing Group has been moving quickly to try and shore up the season for those 360 National Tour competitors ahead of the season opener this coming weekend at RPM Speedway. Back on Friday, they announced the point fund and tow money plan for the teams for the season. And for the 2024 year, teams will be racing for a share of a $152,000 point fund total, with the champion getting 40 grand of that. 25,000 will go to second and 20,000 for third. I believe I saw they're going to pay down through the top 10. The top 5 competitors in those standings all season will also earn $400 a race in tow money, with 300 available for positions 6 through 10. New this season, as part of the WRG acquisition, teams will need to purchase a dirt car membership, but that will get them covered under the series insurance and is also good for World of Outlaws events. So you know a lot of those sprint car teams are also going to compete with the World of Outlaws this season, so that'll work for both. Back when this deal became official, I told you guys that the schedule would likely change, and we have seen movement on that front. There hasn't been any sort of official announcement or official schedule release, but we know that things are changing, and schedule pages on the series website and on track websites have completely been altered. Both weekends at Texas Motor Speedway are gone. We know those ASCS races that were at Texas were in advance of the high limit races, but both of those are gone, as is the Hockett at Lucas Oil Speedway. And there also won't be ASCS racing at Lakeside and Lake Ozark in May. The easy conclusion that many seem to have drawn here is that World Racing Group dropped these races because of their connections to high limit, maybe as some sort of punishment, I guess. But if that were true, then why would RPM and Red Dirt and Salina and 81 Speedway and Riverside all remain on the 2024 ASCS schedule? Those tracks are also all hosting high limit races this season. And the answer, of course, is that the loss of those events has nothing to do with any sort of conspiracy against high limit. It has much more to do with tracks and promoters moving in different directions because of the uncertainty around the future of the ASCS. Some of these situations were put in play before the WRG deal for the ASCS was even completed. So, for example, those Texas Motor Speedway weekends I've been told are being promoted by Kenny Brown. Kenny owns PowerEye. And in the period of uncertainty around the ASCS, he flipped those Texas races to PowerEye 410 shows, which you can now see on the Texas Motor Speedway website. Brown has also been involved at TMS for their Micromania event. And not coincidentally, Brown is also the owner at Lake Ozark and flipped those races as well to his own 410 sanctioned races. And then that Lakeside race was scheduled for Friday in advance of the Lake Ozark weekend, so did it really make sense to run Friday night and then not Saturday and Sunday? Especially when you're trying to help those sprint car teams and rebuild 360 racing around the ASCS? Probably not. So that meant Lakeside was gone. And what about Lucas Oil Speedway? Well, if you look, the May 4th sprint car show on the Wheatland schedule was originally on the ASCS Sooner Region schedule. But as of last Tuesday, it's now a PowerEye Ozark 360 show. Are you noticing a theme here? The ASCS has also been removed from the Hockett McMillan Memorial Weekend at Wheatland. And all signs are pointing towards the winged sprint car portion of that also getting some sort of PowerEye sanction. The non-winged portion of the Hockett McMillan is war sanctioned under the, you guessed it, PowerEye banner. And if you want to take my word about all of this, the best part is you don't have to. All of this can be found with a little bit of online research. And to take that even further, you had Brian Walker, who works for High Limit, weighing in on Twitter with this exact same sentiment in recent days. And Casey Schumann, who runs I-70 Motorsports Park that is hosting multiple High Limit events this season, saying the same thing. Schumann tweeted Friday that, quote, WRG didn't drop those races because of High Limit. Most, if not all, made the decision to drop ASCS, unquote. I tweeted back on Friday that not every situation going forward in sprint car racing will have some sort of World of Outlaws versus High Limit thing underneath it, and I think that's important to remember. There are plenty of other people and decisions and history and politics and relationships at work here. These are very nuanced situations. There's a lot of complicated things happening. It's not just always going to be about the World of Outlaws versus High Limit and Dirt Vision versus Flow. All right, that's it for the Daily Show today. Make sure to stop by dirttracker.com/watch tonight to see today's streaming schedule. Hope you guys have a great Sunday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.